We now present George Edwards in Frankenstein. Baron Victor Frankenstein is relating his tragic story to Captain Wharton of the good ship Voyager. The vessel is icebound somewhere near the North Pole. Frankenstein is taking shelter there. He told the captain of the creation of the monster and of events leading up to the monster's escape and the murder of Julio.
You look much better this morning, Baron Frankenstein. I trust you had a good night's sleep.
I feel better, thank you, Captain.
Tell me, what happened after you discovered the body of your servant, Julio?
I recall it quite clearly. My friend Ernst Claval and myself were in the laboratory. We found that the door of the monster's room had been burst open, and there was the broken body of Julio lying upon the floor. We bent over the body, and then Claval...
Do you realize, Victor, that you have unleashed a monster upon the world, a killer? Anybody's life may be in danger.
We must make a search immediately. I will organize a search party. All the peasants on the estate can join in the search. I now realize the enormity of my crime.
I will aid you, but I do not know what Elizabeth will say when she learns of this.
What are the authorities going to say? How am I going to explain the broken body of Julio?
You will have to tell the truth to the police.
But they will not believe me. They think I am mad.
Oh, you were mad to attempt this experiment. I am only sorry that it has succeeded. Elizabeth will be appalled when she hears this news.
I will search for the monster, I promise you. But I do not think there is anything further to fear, Ernst. The monster will perish. I wish that this were only a dream, some horrible nightmare, and I could awaken to find it was not true.
Poor Julio's body proves the truth of what has happened.
I know. But somehow my fear has vanished. I am going to seek my own happiness now.
Oh, how can you talk like that when the monster is alive?
The monster will be found. If not, he will perish. Let us go for the police.
Tell me, did the police succeed in finding the monster, Baron Frankenstein?
They did not. The search went on for days. And still there was no trace of the monster. But my hopes were high. I felt sure that the creature had wandered away somewhere in the hills and there perished from cold and starvation. There came a day when I had almost forgotten the monster and my experiments. They seemed like some dim dream of the past. I sought out Elizabeth. Elizabeth, I feel sure that we will have no further fear of the strange creature for which I was responsible. I am asking you now, will you marry me and come away to England? Let us take a long journey together.
But Victor, does your conscience allow you to leave here? Are you sure that nothing further will be heard of this horrible creature?
Oh, it is some months since the monster disappeared and nothing has been heard of it. It is safe for me to go now, Elizabeth.
How long shall we be away?
For at least 6 months. Then we shall return here and settle down in my home. Oh, please say that you will marry me as soon as possible, Elizabeth.
There is only one request I have to make of you, Victor.
What is it?
My sister's child, William, needs a home. His mother is very ill. His father is dead. Can he come and live with us?
Well, of course. I am very fond of William. We shall adopt him. And he shall be as our own child.
Oh, you are very kind, Victor.
Oh, I'm just the man in love with a beautiful woman. Now, let us go and tell your father. We will be married very soon, and we shall make all arrangements for our journey.
Well, Baron Frankenstein, I trust you are not too tired to continue with the story?
No, I am just marshaling the facts recalling my happy marriage, those glorious few months in England, and then my return home.
How long did you remain in England?
For 8 months. We had a delightful holiday there, and I returned to my ancestral home, and my wife and I settled down. During our absence, we had left the child William in charge of a nurse, whom we called Justine. She was an old friend of the family. She had known my wife for years. A few days after our return, Justine approached my wife.
And Boston. Master William desires that I shall take him out for a walk. Do you think the weather is clear enough, Baroness?
Oh, I think the child could go for a walk. What do you think, Victor?
By all means, the sun is shining brightly now, although there are clouds on the horizon.
Clouds under the horizon? Thick, black clouds. I fear there may be a storm.
Just such a storm as one...
Please, Victor, we agreed never to talk of that.
Well, may I take the child for a walk?
Yes. Just a short walk down to the lake, Justine.
Tell me, Justine, do you like the child? Do you think that young Master William shows promise?
He is rather a vapid child, with a very strong will of his own. But I am fairly strict with him.
Oh, you must not be too strict with him. Remember, we were all young once.
I will remember that, Baroness.
All right, take him out now. But do not take him any further down the lake. If there are any signs of an approaching storm, bring William home at once.
I will, madame.
Tell me, Elizabeth, what do you think of Justine?
Oh, I have known her for years, my dear. But you do not seem to like her.
She is rather a grim and forbidding woman.
Oh, in reality, she has a very kind heart.
Come over here, Elizabeth. Look out of the window.
What is the matter?
Look at those strange black clouds on the far horizon. They fill me with a sense of grim foreboding.
Victor!
Clouds gathered like that on the day that I created the monster.
Victor, do not think about it. The monster is dead. It is 12 months since he disappeared.
But is he dead? The body has never been found.
Darling, do you not think we would have heard if the monster had still been alive?
I suppose so. Did you hear that?
Thunder in the distance. Oh, I hope Justine has the intelligence to bring William home before the storm shows signs of breaking.
Why am I seized by this nameless fear? That thunder frightened me.
Darling, do not think of the past. Let us talk of something else. We know that your friend Ernst is due tomorrow. We hope he stays with us for some weeks.
I will be glad to see Ernst again, but in a way he will remind me of the horrors of the past.
Oh, you must do your best to forget. You must try and forget that the monster ever existed.
I must tell myself that. I created the monster, and now that monster is dead. I will never see it again.
Victor, what can I hear?
That dreadful sound. Strange, dragging footsteps.
The footsteps are approaching this door. Oh, Victor, I am frightened. What can it mean?
Look, Elizabeth. The door is opening slowly. So slowly.
Frankenstein, my master. We meet again.
The monster.
This cannot be. I told myself that the monster no longer exists.
It is many months since we have met, my master. And now, all that you desire. I can walk. I can move freely. I can think. And I can speak.
Where have you been?
Living in the woods these many months. Watching other folk. Learning to speak as they speak. And almost dying from intolerable loneliness. I come to make terms with you, my master.
Terms? What mean you by that?
Victor, he looks too horrible. That awful face. Those long, shambling legs. Tell me it is not true.
Calm yourself, please, Elizabeth.
I am an object of hatred and scorn and derision wherever I go. You did this, Frankenstein. You gave me life, but a life which is filled with misery. All men, all women turn from me. Why did you give me life so that I may suffer?
If I had a gun, I would put an end to the life which I gave you. I would destroy you.
I do not wish to die. I wish to live. I wish to be happy as other men are.
Why? What do you ask of me?
You made me. You gave life to me. Now make a mate for me, a woman who may share my life with me.
What you ask is impossible. It shall be my mission in life to destroy you. Did you not kill my servant?
That matters not. We will talk of this again. I have come to make a bargain with you. Give me a companion, someone to share my loneliness. Why should I not know happiness as others know it?
Victor, you must not grant his request.
Fear not, Elizabeth. I will never grant it.
So be it, Frankenstein. You and yours shall suffer for this.
What mean you by that?
I killed one man, and I can kill others. And unless you heed my demand, unless you fashion for me a mate, then you and all your family will suffer. I will kill them just as I killed that man. I will kill all who stand in my path. I will leave a trail of death and destruction wherever I go. But I will not kill you. You shall live on until I bend you to my will. The creature shall rule the master.
Oh, monster. I shall kill you now.
That puny veteran.
Victor, be careful.
He is not dead. He laid his hands on me, and I hurled him away. Rise to your feet, Frankenstein.
I am powerless to destroy the thing which I created.
You are powerless. We shall meet again. You have refused my demand, but you shall hear from me. Farewell, Frankenstein.
Victor, do not go after him. He will kill you.
Elizabeth, what can I do? You heard his threat.
Let us gather the villagers together so that by uniting we may destroy him. One man cannot prevail against him, but many will succeed in killing him.
You are right, Elizabeth. I swear that the monster of my creation shall die tonight.
Did you succeed in finding the monster that night, Baron Frankenstein?
Ask me no more now, Captain Walton. I am tired. I must not overtax my strength. Let me rest now.
You will rest now, and I will write the notes of your story in my journal.
So be it. Come to me tomorrow, and I will tell you of the horrors which befell me.